section that calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from our epistle lesson for the day, from the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, and particularly this verse. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also be with, or not also with him, graciously give up all things? Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The bills are piling up. There's talk at work about job cuts. Your children are asking about new clothes. The appliances in your home have already outlived their expectancy. The last groceries went onto the credit card because the checking account was as bare as Mother Hubbard's cupboard. The car is starting to make an odd noise. How do you know that you're going to be okay? Well, because God in heaven decided to send his son to this earth. He decided that he would not allow the craftiness of the serpent or the sin of Adam and Eve to destroy what he had created. He decided to take drastic action. He would send his son down from heaven to earth. And he did this all for you. The doctor returns to the room when you were only expecting a nurse. He tells you that immediate surgery is the only option. He admits that even that may not help. The test revealed a serious issue. It could be life-threatening. How do you know that you're going to be okay? Well, because a virgin was with child. Because a babe was born in Bethlehem, God laid in a simple manger. A star shined in the heavens, wise men brought gifts. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. All of this for you. Fights seem more common than conversation. Mutual understanding seemed to be nearly impossible to reach. Doors slam and phone calls end without any speak of affection. Tension seems to be more prevalent in the air than oxygen. How do you know that you are going to be okay? Well, because Jesus lived the sinless life. He spoke truth. He walked in love. He never once gave in to the temptations of the flesh. He never journeyed outside of the Father's way. And this he did for you. Your folks are not quite what they used to be. You see their health declining. You wonder if their money will last. You're not sure really how to help them without robbing them of their sense of independence. And yet your heart races when you call and they don't answer. How do you know that it will be okay? Well, because Jesus died the perfect death. He was crucified despite his perfect life. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was mocked. He was beaten. He died and he was buried. And all of this for you. Your kids are a constant struggle. You love them deeply, but their last words to you spoke of hate and not of love. You wonder what they're doing. You're not sure if you trust their friends. You can't always be there. You wonder if they're making the right choices. Once again, you're not really sure how to help. How do you know that everything will be okay? Well, because death could not hold Jesus. Because the tomb was empty on Easter Sunday morning. Because he appeared to many people. Because he ate with the disciples. Because he taught about the kingdom of God again. Because the clouds took him back to the right hand of his Father. And all of this for you. People who hold to the Bible, especially when it comes to issues like sexuality and marriage, are considered very naive in our culture. The followers of Islam in New York City are beginning to put up posters all over the subways in hope of seeking more converts. The fastest growing religion in the United States in terms of percentage is Wiccan, a pagan form of witchcraft. More Christians have lost their lives in this last century for their faith than in the 300 years combined after Jesus' death and resurrection. So how do we know that we will be okay? Well, because he will return just like he left on those clouds. He will come in glory and in power. He will set all things right, and we will live with him forever in glory. Yes, he will come for you. Yes, in this life there are many things that we worry about. We worry about our relationship. We worry about our finances. We worry about our health. And those things are often brought into our minds just by the events of our everyday life. Then there are things that we don't consider very much, but perhaps should more. There are those things which are so foreign to our way of life now that we can't even hardly imagine them happening. For instance, we don't usually worry when we gather here for church on Sunday morning or when we speak about our faith in the community. We don't really have to worry about someone persecuting us, perhaps beyond a few mocking words. But many believe that in this generation of Christians, much more severe persecution will come even in this country as people. Maybe some of us gathered here today may be asked to suffer or die for our faith. But you know, with all of these things, those things that come easily to our mind and those things that sometimes we forget are very real, we need not worry. And despite all of that, our fears today are meant to be calmed. How can I say that we need not worry when there are so many things around in our life that cause fear and anxiety? I say it because the Word of God says it today as we read Paul's letter to the Romans. Yes, this answer that Paul gives no doubt is God's answer to our worry as well. Today we are assured that everything will be okay for one very simple reason. And that reason is this: God gave you Jesus. Yes, God gave you the thing that was most precious to him, his only begotten Son, the one that dwells with him from all eternity in the heavens, the one through whom all things were made, the one who is in every real sense a part of the Father. Yes, God gave up him to be born into the world. He gave him to us to live a perfect life in our place. He gave him to us to die in our place. And he gave him to rot, that in so doing he might destroy death for us as well. And Paul's logic in his letter to the Romans is very simple. He says this: if God gave you the most treasured possession that he has, why would you doubt that he would give you everything else you need as well? You see, God has proved that he has invested in us to the extreme. He has given his very best, and now we know that he will give to us whatever else we need as well. I know that sometimes in life, with those things that come up that cause us to worry most, we often don't immediately think about God giving Jesus to us on the cross. It doesn't usually seem right away in our mind to connect to those bills that are piling up on our table, to our failing health, to our relationships that are in crisis. we stop to think about it, we can wonder what Jesus dying on the cross has to do at all with our finances, with our money, with our relationships, and with our wellness. But Paul assures us it has everything to do with those things. He says that if God is taking care of your salvation by sacrificing his precious Son, that Jesus will take care of all of those things as well. Granted, that doesn't mean always that God will do things how you and I would do them. It doesn't mean that the bills will just mysteriously go away, or that the economy will tomorrow flip right around. But it does mean that God will provide for our basic physical needs. It doesn't always mean that that diagnosis will prove false, or that the cure will come immediately. But it does mean in that whatever we endure, God has promised with our help to give us what we need. It doesn't mean that all of our relationships will all of a sudden become conflict-free. But it does mean that God has promised to give us the patience, endurance, and strength to continue in all those relationships that he desires to endure. Yes, the fact that God has sent his Son Jesus does sometimes mean that God will remove our troubles completely. And other times it means that he will walk with us even while we endure those troubles that we have. But either way, Jesus' death and resurrection on the cross, the very fact that the Father gave to us his Son Jesus, means that he will take care of all of these other things as well. It means that he will never leave you or forsake you. He has given to you his Son, and he will surely give to you all other good things as well. So today, whatever it is that is worrying you, worry no more. God knows what you need, and he will give it to you. For he has already given you his precious Son. Why would you doubt that he would give you everything else that you need as well? So lay down your worry, for it is sin. And God will give you again this day his Son, Jesus. Your sins will be forgiven. And having received that precious gift of Jesus, your heart will know what our scripture teaches today. That since God has given you Jesus, he will also take care of everything else. Amen. You're invited to rise.